Hello, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Alex. Welcome to episode 2 of my podcast, Lost in IKEA, where every week, maybe, I bring in a guest and we just chat as if, you know, as if our conversations will flow into different topics as one gets lost in IKEA. Perhaps that's not better stated. Anyways, my guest today is Jules. Say hi, Jules.
Hi. My name is Jules, or as Alex calls me, Julesabeth.
Correct. My favorite nickname for you. And only nickname for you, I guess.
Yeah.
But why don't we start off with how we know each other, Jules. We have quite a history.
Yeah.
You love to tell this story.
Of all my friends at Lafayette, I think Alex is the one that I have, like, the weirdest history with. Before coming to school, I was really shy and didn't really want to interact with anyone on the internet. But for some reason, I was like, I can DM Alex. And then we were DMing for a really long time. And we'd talk about, like, a lot of stuff. This went on for months. And I was really nervous to ask her to be my roommate. And but I kind of was thinking in my mind, I was like, oh, she'd be a good roommate. My friend Allison was like, oh, like, this girl seems so nice. Like, you should, like, be her friend. You should be her roommate. Finally, I think I, like, asked, like, a little bit before roommate stuff is due. I was like, oh, like, what are you doing for rooming? I don't think I asked, like, will you be my roommate? But kind of, like, yeah, leading the conversation that way. And then she's like, I literally yesterday just, like, picked my roommate. And I was devastated. And
yeah.
Yeah.
On my end, I was kind of a player with the roommate situation. I just was talking to, like, so many people online. Everyone wanted to be a roommate. I'm kidding. But I was talking to, like, 5 people, Jules being one of them, and she was one of my great friends online. But I just happened to ask somebody else to be a roommate, and Jules was in the shadows for me. I don't know why. I think of her.
I just, like, also, I was literally, like, and I think I do this a lot. I just, like, get invested in, like, one thing or, like, one person.
I do the same thing.
And then when that doesn't work out, I have no backup options.
So flash forward to getting to Lafayette.
We get to Lafayette. We're still DMing a little bit. She ghosts me at one point in, like, the summer. But then she comes back. She's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I ghosted you. Which, it happens. And
at least I owned up to it.
And then we talk for a little bit more. But then as freshman fall goes, you know, it's, like, awkward to just be DMing someone, I guess, and you're kind of starting to make friends. And so then Alex and I, like, basically just stopped talking. Mm-hmm. And I would see her around campus from afar, and I would be like, I just thought she hated me, because I was like, oh, like, she ghosted me at one point. She didn't want to be my roommate. And, like, she's, like, never made an attempt to, like, be, like, see, like, meet up when we were at school. And this is just my mind spiraling, because I have severe anxiety. And so then I was like, I would try to avoid her on campus at all costs, because I was like, I just think she hates me. Like, I don't know why I thought this. I just did.
And Jules is just, you know, for me, just another internet friend you know, we just happened to, you know, lose touch once we got on campus. I didn't think anything about it.
I just, like, overthink everything. And so then I kind of, like, she's off of my mind eventually. Just didn't think much of it, like, towards the end of the semester. Yeah. Then the next semester starts, and I become friends with my future roommate, Lee. Or, like, we had been friends from the fall, too, but starting to become more friendly and then deciding to live together. And Lee and I would, like, we talked about this recently. We kind of went on, like little, like, dates almost, like, before, aww, like, we, like, asked each other to be roommates because we were both nervous about it. Like, and, like, I didn't want to say something, and she didn't want to say something, and finally she did. And so, but it was, like, basically, like, we were, like, dating, like, really, we'd, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so then, after, like, that was only individual things, like, between me and Lee, and then once we decided to be roommates, she was like, oh, like, you should come, like, to lunch one day with some of my friends, and I show up at lunch, and Alex is sitting there, and I don't remember who else was there, like, I'm sure it was probably like, Danielle. But I just, like, remember being like, oh, my God, it's Alex, and I, like, we both just introduced each other, like, we had not known who the other was, but, like, we fully knew.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's Jules. I haven't seen Jules in so long. This is so great.
Ever, actually. don't think we ever actually met
in person. We never interacted in person before this lunch.
Yeah. And to me, I was like, oh my God, she hates me. I was like, this is the girl that hates me, and she's friends with Lee. Like, and I'm just overthinking everything because I'm also just in a really bad mental state at this point in my life. And so I'm just thinking that Alex despises me and that this is going to ruin my whole thing with Lee. And I was like, oh my God, if Lee's friends don't like me because of Alex, like, what's going to happen?
You really are, like meeting your... Like, partner's friends.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, like, because this was, Lee was, like, my only, like, friend, like, really, at the time. I was like, if this doesn't work out for me, I have no one. And so I was just had a lot of anxiety about it. But then, eventually, like, we actually became friends. And now you're, like, one of my closest friends.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Things come around.
Yeah, and also, I was just, like, looking back, I can, like, laugh at, like, how ridiculous I was. But...
Yeah. You know what? I had a lot of weird friends freshman year, too. I cycled through so many people.
Yeah.
But here I am now.
Yeah. At least, like, I didn't have any of those awkward friends, I guess.
Yeah. I befriended these, like, two people in my hall. I don't know if I should say their names. Probably not. I befriended these two people in my hall, but I ended up, like, not liking their personalities a couple weeks in, frankly. And I was like, no, we're definitely not going to mesh. And then... I joined, like, this trio of three people in my, well, myself included, in my Bread FYS class. So we were kind of friends for a while. But then, actually, that's how I met Alex Limpy, is through, I have nothing negative to say about her.
No, that's a name.
Taylor Kirsten as well. If you're listening, Taylor, no, I'm kidding. She's definitely not. This is not on air anyways. This is for all the listeners.
This will be posted on Spotify tonight.
For anyone listening to this, it is pre-recorded. So Taylor Gerson, if you're listening, I'll stop saying your name. And that's how I met Alex Limpy, actually, through her. So, but then, I really shouldn't have said her name. Anyway, okay, so after meeting Taylor's friends, I was like, yeah, I'm not really that great friends with these people. So that's really dissipated. And then I met Danielle through basketball. And Danielle, which I have recently learned, and you listeners might learn if Danielle comes on a future episode, Danielle thought that I was annoying in basketball because I always talked about my knee injury.
I think Danielle thinks, like, a lot of stuff you do is sometimes annoying, but, like,
yeah.
Like, it's just, she thinks it's, like, funny, too. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's true, yeah.
That's just how she is, I think.
Yeah, yeah. We always say, like, we never would have been friends in high school.
I don't think I would have been friends with some of you guys in high school.
No. What were you like in high school?
I don't know. I feel like I was kind of annoying. So, like, just different. Like, I think when I go home also, I'm, like, kind of different. And, like, I am more, like, with, like, the Jewish crowd at home. So.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That you would, like, act differently with, like, I don't know, different, like, environment, different people.
Yeah. Because my home friends, they're always, like, talk about, like, what, like, when I talk about college stuff and they're, like, I'll just say something and they're like, what? Like, or like, they'll be like, your friends at college seem so outdoorsy and you're like, you hate the outdoors. And
who's
I'm like,
outdoorsy?
I don't know, because they go on hikes occasionally. And I'm like, they went like paddle boarding or something. And they're like, Joel's like, what? And I'm like, I didn't even go. Like, but they're like, your friends are so outdoorsy. And like, and, like, we compost at my house, and, like, they're like, what? Like, you know what I mean? They're like, your friends are so, like, earthy. And, like, I'm like, okay.
That's so funny.
They just, like, have, like, a perception, I guess, of them. Like, yeah.
One of my high school friends met Kate. Her name is Caroline. But I knew they'd get along. They're both, like, Irish. They're both, like, very, like, you know, Kate's, like, very, like, bubbly, like, always smiling. That's how Caroline is, so.
Yeah.
But I said that. I knew they would get along well.
I mean, I think, like, I don't think my friends from home have anything against any of you.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that they, like, do, like, Allison still is, like, see, I told you you'd become friends with Alex. Like, I knew you'd be good friends.
Do they hold a grudge against me? Are they, like, you screwed our friend over?
No. But, like, no, Allison's more, like, see, like, she came back in your life, like, and I told you, like, it was more of an I told you so.
I see.
But, yeah, like, I feel like you guys, like, you've met some of them. Like, you've gotten along. Like, you went to dinner with Jesse that one night. in the spring. Do you not remember? Jesse came to visit. This was, like, last year.
I don't know if I remember this.
Yeah you do. Jesse, like, her one college roommate is from Easton, and she was, like, she graduated a year early, but, like, still goes to school there for, like, grad school.
Okay.
So, like, they still live together and stuff. But the girl, like, last year was graduating, and they had a grad party in Easton. And Jesse was like, oh, I'm going to be in Easton. Like, she's like, but, like, do you want to get dinner or something? I was like, yeah, sure. And so then she came in and was like, I should invite Alex to this. And we went to CHT.
I totally don't remember this.
This was, like, in May.
Wow, I don't remember at all.
Really?
I'm so sorry.
I honestly just, like, wanted you to, like, be there to analyze Jessie, because, like, I talk about Jessie so much of, like, weird things she does.
Did we get upper for dinner?
No, we went to CHT
for dinner.
Yeah, because Jessie, like,
Jessie's a picky
eater. Yeah, she's really picky. Oh. And she wanted a burger.
When you said CHT, I thought you meant we were, like, partying at no. CHT. Yes, we got dinner at CHT. Yeah. you're right, I do remember that,
because she's inside. Like, super picky and, like, only likes certain types of food. So I was like, where in Easton it's, like, inexpensive that I, like, you know what I mean? Because Easton doesn't really have, like, a huge, like, variety of, like...
I feel like it's pretty expensive in general.
Yeah, it's, like, and, like, there's not, like, a... Like, there's a lot of different, like, types of food. Like, not really, like, a lot of, like, American just, like, chicken fingers and fries, like, stuff.
Unless you, like, drive to, like, the highway area.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Don Juan's, but Don Juan's is obviously not American.
I don't think Jesse would eat that.
Cheaper options. There's Don Juan's. Now there's Chow, the Subway shop. Not Subway shop. Hoagie shop.
No, because if it's Italian, I feel like it's not, like, a hoagie.
Oh, Italians are on hoagie. What's an Italian? You'd say a sub?
I guess, or, like, a panino.
What's a panino?
Like a panini? The singular version of panini. Panini in Italian... An I implicates that it's plural. If you're like, oh, I want a panini, like, no. Like, you, that means you want at least one sandwich, or at least two sandwiches. So it's a panino.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You listeners have no idea the look I'm giving you, Jules, for mansplaining this to me.
I'm also just super annoyed.
On my podcast. It's okay. Where else is there in Easton to eat? Tell me about Mother's. I've never been to Mother's.
I don't think I've been there either.
Oh.
Okay. So that's kind of really awkward. Sorry, that's awkward. Guys. Have you been to Rivals?
No. Well, I've been to Stoke next door to Rivals.
I will be at Rivals on April 5th for really important trivia night. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia with my roommate Danielle and some other people that were getting on our team, still figuring out the logistics there, because we don't know how many people are allowed on a team, and we have a lot of people who want to
do this.
Like, 8.
Oh my god.
Which I think is too many. But we've been watching the show, which has been really nice.
What if you call a restaurant?
That's a good idea.
And ask them, hey, for your trivia night, how many people are coming? April 5th?
Yeah. You're not on, we don't want you.
Can I come... Can I come and support?
You could come and support, but you are not considered a team member because I don't think you know this show enough.
No, maybe not. Oh, I'm actually quite busy. I'm on rounds that
night.
Oh,
yeah, that's also Tuesday, which is, like, your worst day.
It is my worst day.
I think it's from, like, 7 to 9.
Oh. Yeah, no, I have a meeting in that time period.
Yeah.
Well. Oh, well.
Yeah, but I'm very excited about it. We saw this because we were at Rivals on a Thursday night a few weeks ago doing karaoke, and we see the sign for it, and we were like, oh, I guess we should go to that. Well, and I had never seen the show before, and Danielle was like, well, I want to do this. Like, you should watch the show.
Wait, you had never watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia before?
No.
A couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And now I'm on, like, season 6.
Yeah.
Making really good progress, actually. And, yeah, so I was like, I'll watch the show, and yeah.
Wow, Jules, I just got an email from the National Society of Leadership and Success.
Oh, no.
An organization which I am a part of, and it says the subject is pushing for more women to enter politics.
Okay, so backstory on this. This is, like, the Honor Society thing that you joined,
right? It's the National Society for Leadership and Success.
So every single person at Lafayette, I think, like, gets this email last spring, I think it was.
Yeah, whispering.
And they're like, you, congratulations, like, you've been selected for this honor society about leadership. And every single one of the people I knew who had gotten this email, basically, actually, the only people I talked to, like, Lee and Danielle, who were my roommates at the time, because it's, you know, pre-COVID, no one's really leaving the house. We would see Alex, like, a decent amount, but, like, I would talk to Lee and Danielle, like, all the time. And so we are all like, this is, like, a scam email thing, right? Like, we don't want to, like, join this. It's also, like, a decent amount of money for dues. And we're like...
Which should have been a red flag.
Yeah. And so we were like, this, like, seems, like, not, like, a legitimate honor society. Because, like, I've gotten stuff from, like, the school where I'm like, yeah, this is, like, a legitimate, like... Like, I mean, like, the Gov Law one and the history one. And I'm like, I know that these are, like, actually, like, legitimate.
Yeah.
Like, there's websites for them through the school. But also, like, they're recognized nationally. And, but then, like, whatever, don't think much of it. It was like, I'm not joining this. And then...
Can I tell my end?
Yeah.
Okay, so I wake up on a blissful whatever morning it is to an email that says, congratulations, you have been selected to join the National Society for Leadership and Success. And I was like, wow, as a leader on this campus, it is truly an honor to have been selected for this.
Now that's a narcissarian view.
Excuse yourself, Jules. And then I was a good leader for some time, yeah, including my leadership right now. But whatever, I was like, what an honor. I was like, I'm so happy. I was like, this is really great. I'm super gullible. I guess this is the moral of the story, but also a fact that I've known about myself for a long time. And I was like, wow, this is such a prestigious thing. I can't speak more highly of this at the moment. And I was like, who else do I know that, like, could have been...
You see, you didn't even think
who could have received this email? No, I thought of Kate.
Yeah, but you didn't even think of me, Daniel, or Lee.
No offense to you. I don't know what leadership you guys were involved in at the time.
Women in law.
And?
I don't know.
Right, I was like, I'm in the leadership of, like, a lot of things. So I was like, maybe it's, like, something like, I don't know, whatever. So I emailed Kate, or I texted Kate, and I said, did you get this email? And she was like, yes. Oh my god, did you? And I was like, yeah. She's like, oh my god, congrats. And I was like, congrats to you.
Meanwhile, the whole school got
this. So, like we don't even hesitate. We're like, we're like, yes. I called my mom.
I think my parents, like, because I think they were also like, they were trying to get anyone they could, so I think they sent stuff to the house, like, to be like, your kids should join this. And, like, my parents were, like, they called me. They're, like, just so you know, like, we got this. They're, like, we think it's bullshit. I was, like, I think it's bullshit, too. And so we, like, all decided, like, no. But, yeah, keep going.
That's really it. Oh, yeah. So then me and Kate sign up. We pay the money to be a member of this honor society. And
then one day,
a couple days go by, I think.
It's, like, a decent amount of time, actually. And
yeah.
And one day, like, we're, like, it's, like, you, me, Lee, Danielle, probably.
Like, we're in your house.
Yeah, probably at my house. And we were, like, just talking. And somehow, like, I think, like, one of us, like, one of the three of us, like, not you, brought up, like, the leadership thing. And we were, like, oh, yeah, like, that bullshit thing. And then...
You've been cursing!
Oh.
Crap.
We can edit it out.
No, we can't. I have no editing skills.
We'll figure it out. We were like, oh, like, that thing? And then, and you were like, wait, what? And you were like, wait, I signed up for that. And we were like, no, you didn't. You were like, yeah, I did. And we were like, are you for real? Like, you couldn't tell that that was a scam. And then, like, yeah, it was just like, and we were like, you do know everyone got that email, right? And, like, you were like, what? It wasn't, like, just for me and Kate? Like, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So if you're ever, like, looking to scam someone.
That's not the moral of the story. Don't scam me. Well, I'm so easily scammable.
Yeah, I know. Actually, Danielle and I were recently talking about our prank on you. And,
oh, thanks for bringing this up.
But just the fact that, like, looking back, it was pretty clearly obvious that it was, like, someone that, like, knew you and was, like, messing with
you. How was that obvious? You need to tell, or should I tell them?
You can.
Okay. Should I tell them from, like, my perspective or from, like, knowing
should
now?
We tell, like, both perspectives?
Yeah, I'll tell my perspective in the back end.
Okay, well, it starts with me, so, like, Danielle and I are at the radio station, and then Alex's email was logged into the computer. And so we're like, oh, like, that's not a great thing to, like, have, like, it's a good thing it's us who were here, and, like, not, like, someone, like, someone could read your emails, and, like, I'm sure there's confidential stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're, like, let's send her an email to, like, teach her a lesson not to leave her emails open. And so, like, we just said, like, hey, loser, or something, and, like, something dumb, and you were, like, who is it? And then, like, and then...
But from my personal email?
From, like, your Lafayette email.
I don't remember this.
And then we respond back, and we said that it was Annette DiOrio. But we spelled it, like, a weird way, and then, we were like, oh my god, we're so funny, and whatever. Then we make this, like, collage of Annette DiOrio, and it says, like, Alex Kasparian to the principal's office, and it says, like, love Annette DiOrio on it. And then we slide it under her door, and you can tell your thoughts about this now. Look up, like, hey, loser.
Yeah, I found it. The subject of the email is, hey, loser. Sunday, February 8th, 2021, at 8:59 p.m., I receive an email from myself.
Yeah.
Hey, loser, no subject, no, or the subject is hey, loser, no content email. I respond back, hello, 8 minutes later. And then at 9:46 p.m., I receive message, again, from myself. This is N, the letter N, dash, et, D, dash, Oreo is the cookie, which is not how she spells it.
Yeah.
So I receive...
And we were getting a lot of emails from Annette DiOrio at this time because, like, she was the one telling us all the COVID stuff.
Mm, this is true, for backstory.
So we were like, haha.
So then a couple days later, or whatever the time period, probably a couple days later, I am in my room, or I come back to my room, and I see, like, there's this little, like, flyer thing on my, under the door, and I pick it up, and it's on this, like, quality,
like,
cardstock paper.
In color.
Yes, color printed. And it's a collage of photos of Annette DiOrio. Like, a very colorful... And it said, what did it say?
I think it said Alex to the principal's office and then something Annette DiOrio.
Let me look it up if I have anything on this.
But, yeah, so, and we thought, we were like, oh, like, she'll know that this was referencing the email because that's exactly how we spelled it in the email.
Mm.
We were like, so, like, and we just, like, thought that it was so obvious that it was us, like, what?
Sorry, I just got an important text message, but continue.
Okay. We just thought it was, like, really obvious that it was us because, like, you knew, like, that we, like, were in the radio station, probably, and, like, maybe you would realize you were logged in. Like, I don't know. We just, and, like, also,
why would,
like,
I remember being logged in?
But, like, you know, like, where else, like, would you have, like, gotten an email from yourself? Like, there's only a few, like, so many computers that could do that.
I was a hacker.
I don't know. We just thought that, like, it was, like, obvious that, like, it was our type of humor and, like, stuff like that. So, like, we just thought you would know it was us or, like, a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Not, like...
So here's what happens. Let me pull up the records. I receive... So, I see this, and I'm like, oh, my God. Who put this under my door? I begin to... not freak out in the sense of, like, anxiety, but freak out, like, what the heck is going on? Why is this happening to me? And I start, like, telling people. And I'm an RA in a first-year floor in South College. And I'm pretty close to my residents. And, like, I had a resident who... would constantly, like, put posters up, like, wanted posters of, like, other residents of the community, and it was pretty funny, and so I really thought it was him, and I messaged him, or I saw him, and I was like, was this you? And he was like, no, but I wish it was.
I know. That part really got to my head.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, dang. And I think I asked her on the floor, because there were multiple pranksters on my floor, mm-hmm. and I asked all of them, and it wasn't them, and I was like, well, who did this then? So I take it a step further.
And she never even considers the possibility that it could be us.
No, never.
And our whole friend group knew, except you. And we told Kate, especially because we were like, Kate is also an RA in this dorm. So, like, if it goes too far where, like, she's, like, starting to blame, like, someone, like, really, like, a resident, like, Kate can kind of step in and, like, yeah.
Yeah, I... So I don't have an original report, but I sent an email to my boss, Ken Burns, of Lafayette College. Great guy. I highly recommend you speak to him. I CC'd my head resident on it. I wrote, hi, he replied, wait, hold on. Oh, so he replied to my original report that I don't have. But it says, "Hi, Alex. I wanted to follow up with you on the most recent report you filed regarding the collage of D&D Oreo. What steps have you taken to follow up with your residents on this? And have you heard anything back with more information?" So I filed a report through the school that somebody was like, again, not harassing, but that like this happened. I was like, I should make a report about this. I reply, "Hi, Ken. I first informed Lisa, my head resident, about the collage, but neither of us had serious concerns about it. I have asked several residents who I thought might have made the collage if they made it, but these all came up as no's. I had two suspects. I asked several other residents who made it and asked them to ask others for info. I was really playing detective on this. I have not gained any more information. This morning, after receiving..." Oh, okay, so wait, so, pause. So okay, then, so that's so the end of that.
A few weeks later, Danielle and I are like, we gotta do something more. And this is where it goes a little too far. I have, like, weird stationery. So, like, I take this, like, weird stationery. It had, like, hearts on it and stuff. And we write her this letter basically saying, like, meet us here. Like, in a public place. Like, literally on the quad. Like, so a very public place. Like, we're not going to abduct you. And, like, we tell her, like, just meet us here and, like, bring us, like, these weird things. We just thought, like, you'd think that this is funny. And, like, we're, like, bring an apple and, like... Like
you said, like, wear, like, a blue shirt and black pants or something.
Yeah. And we thought, like, and then our plan was, like, to have another note, like, taped to a tree that for you to find. And then, like, with further instructions. Like, we didn't want to reveal ourselves then.
It was in this cryptic handwriting that I didn't understand
Danielle,
also.
Danielle, like, wrote with her left hand.
And I know Danielle's handwriting, so I didn't suspect it was Danielle. So, anyways, I write to Ken... "After receiving a note about meeting on the quad, I sent a message to my residential community GroupMe telling them this is not a joke, that they should stop, and that it's a CSA violation." I forgot what CSA means.
I don't know, but that's just so funny.
"And to give me any info. I obviously informed Lisa about this." He said, "Thank you, understood. Something I would note is that it's printed in color." So we're really, again, investigating this.
Because there's not a lot of color printing options here.
Yeah, and I wrote, "I hope I, you know, was intended as a joke, whatever." And I think at this point... Well, the note also was, like, I received the note on, like, the lined paper with the handwriting, and I was like, oh, my God, this is, like a crazy person. They want me to meet them on the quad. I was like, is this, like, dangerous? Like, what's going to happen to me? Like, why are they luring me out to the quad?
It was
quad?
Also, like, in daylight. Like, we weren't, like, meet us there at 3 a.m. Like, we were, like, meet us there at, like, 2 o'clock p.m. Like,
yeah. No, it was definitely a weird time, but whatever. So anyways, I tell my friends about this finally, this, like, harassment thing that's going on with me as, like, an RA. Because as an RA, also, like, my things are, like, usually confidential, so I, like, don't know. Yeah. So if something happens, like, I won't really talk about it. But this was, like, you know, bothering me.
Anyways.
This was, like, an ongoing issue I was having.
I'm FaceTiming Alex, and she, like, brings this up. Because, like, I see the note in the FaceTime and whatever, and she's telling me about it. We had already known that you, like, saw the collage, you didn't know who it was, and we thought it was funny. And you hung it up in your dorm, too. And then, so you were telling me about the note, and you're like, yeah, and I, like, filed, like, stuff with, like, the school, and, like, I might have to get PSAFE involved.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, all this stuff. And I just remember being like, I have to go. And then, like, I ran upstairs, like, and, like, basically just barged into Danielle's room. And, like, I, like, ran up on all fours, like, and I barged into her room. And I was like, Danielle, like, this is really important. Like, we're in trouble. Like, we need to, like, come clean right now. And she's like, I'm about to go to bed. And I was like, no, like, you're not. Because she's, like, going to talk to PSAFE tomorrow. And, like, we need to, like, tell her now. And so then we FaceTime you. And I just remember, we were like, so, like, those things, like, it's us. And you didn't believe us.
Yeah.
And then I'd, like, send you proof, like, because I had, like, the evidence.
I was in complete awe. I can't even speak to the shock that I was in.
Like, she didn't suspect us at all. Also, like, we are, like, really, like, we are all very close friends. Like, I just don't see how, like, you didn't pick up on this. I don't know.
Because in my head, this was, like, a serious thing, and I was, like... Like, borderline, like, threatening. And I was, like, I didn't even think, like, my friends would be, like, involved. I just thought this was, like, something, like, going on, like, in my life. Yeah. Like, unrelated to you.
Yeah.
Good times.
Do you think, like, now, like, though, like, looking back, like, can you see the signs of, like, why it would have been us?
Like, I guess. I don't know, like, I don't know.
You went too far.
Yeah, I know. I agree. My parents thought, like, it was funny until the note. They were like, yeah, you took it a little far there. I was like, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Because I then reread the note from your perspective of, like, this being someone creepy.
I wish I had a picture of it.
I think I do. We would also, like, we would, like, look at your schedule of when you were in class. Because we had all, like, sent each other our schedules that semester. And just to, like, literally see, like, when you were in class so we could go slip these notes under your door.
I don't like that.
Like, we'd be, like, and, like, this was, like, we, like, virtual class a lot. And, but, so we were, like, oh, like, she's in art class. She's there physically. We can go now.
I'm sorry, Jules. It's a little messed up.
I know.
I think this would be a great time to issue a formal apology.
On behalf of myself, and I'm sure I speak for Danielle in this as well, I'm sincerely apologetic, and I hope that you can forgive me for my actions from 1 year ago and see that I've grown, and I haven't pranked since, and that I understand the severity of my actions and how they could be misconstrued.
Thank you for your apology, Jules.
I think that was a really sincere one, actually.
That was really sincere. The court will issue their response. No, I accept your apology. Yeah. I wouldn't say you've grown that much, since it's still hilarious to you. But
also, though, like, you said, everyone I've told thinks this is the funniest thing ever.
Again, not understanding my...
But it just shows your, just shows how gullible you
are. Right, I guess the whole point of this 20-minute long story was I am extremely gullible.
Yeah.
But
I haven't pranked since.
That's true. Something recently happened, actually, where I was like, really? And they were like, no.
Honestly, though, like...
Just constantly.
Actually. You should try to prank me. I kind of deserve it.
Too bad I'll be out of town on April 1st. What if my entire trip to D.C. was a prank? An elaborate prank on you? What if I'm just a hologram? And I've been maintaining my,
if, like, actually,
my ghosting, like, of you.
Like, you, like, actually.
I'm not actually the person you talked to 3 summers ago. I'm just a fill-in.
Lee was never actually my roommate. Like, all of you guys are just not real.
We're all the same person. We're all just one person in skin suits.
This whole college is just not even real. It's just for me.
We're just a simulation.
Wow.
Burns to Sarian. It doesn't work.
Burns to Sarian. Everyone should get, like, a, like, Armenian last name with their original last name, like Jacob Cesarian. That kind of works.
It would probably be Jacobian. Or Jacobsian. That's probably the closest to Jules. That's not really a name. Jacobsian.
To Jules? I'm talking about to Lee.
Right, for Lee. Jacobsian. Probably. You would be... Maybe Bernsteinian. You get rid of the I. Bernsteinian.
What about Danielle?
I'm debating if it would be, like, Mullian or Mulanian.
I kind of like Mulanian.
It would be like Mulanyan.
Mulanyan.
Danielle Mulanyan. Yeah.
Wow. New conversation topic.
Would you like to engage in another conversation topic?
Yeah.
Anything on your mind?
No. You can pick the topic.
The Wordle that I made for you.
Oh, yeah.
It was abort.
Oh. Because of the abortion talk.
Right.
Wow.
What an insignificant topic to discuss. Moving on.
We went to New Orleans.
This is true. Anything worthwhile?
It was a lot of fun. Alex and I shared a room. And
Jules took a photo of me sleeping, where I am nearly showing a certain part of my body that I would not consent to showing normally. However, I was asleep, so Jules could not gain consent to take this photo. And yet she did.
So, like, Alex and Danielle fell asleep. Like, and I was in the shower, and then I come out of the shower and they're asleep, and our friends are still in our room.
Wait, like, so let's the still is we haven't told the whole story. This is our first night. Okay, so we arrive. The day starts at 6 a.m. I wake up in Danielle's house, and we go to the airport, and we fly. We get to New Orleans at, like, 1 o'clock. We do sightseeing. What do we do on the first day?
What do we sightsee? Like, the water and, like, Café du Monde.
Oh, yeah.
We get lunch.
Very, like, active outdoor day. It was hot.
Yeah.
So, and we go out. Like, we do the whole nightlife thing the first night. So we get back around, like, 1-something a.m.
It was after 1 because you guys were like, oh, we'll get Domino's.
And Domino's was closed.
Domino's closed at 1.
Yeah. Which isn't, 1 o'clock isn't terribly late, but it was just an exhausting day.
And so, I had my chicken.
Yeah.
So I was having, because we didn't eat dinner.
Right.
So I had, like, my, like, chicken, like, because I don't eat pizza. And everyone was so hungry, so I was, like, giving people, like, people who ate chicken, was like, here you go. And yeah. People who, like, just wanted some fries or stuff could have that. And but they all ordered a pizza.
We decided to get Domino's.
But Domino's, you couldn't get Domino's.
Right. So instead we got some local pizzeria that I can't remember. Pizza was pretty good, though. It was, like, around the block, or not two blocks away from our hotel. Did we shower?
I ate, and then I was like, okay, I'm going to go shower, like, assuming that you guys would be getting your pizza soon.
And you ate your chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then I shower, and, like, when I leave, like, still, like, everyone's awake, and then also, like, a few of our friends were in our room, like, Zoe and Rathika, like, and, like, Margot. Lee might have gone at that point. Mm-hmm.
As soon as I got into the room also, I was so exhausted. I feel like I did this, like, every time. Like, as soon as I walked in from the night out, I was, like, pajamas, shorts, lay down in bed. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of my routine. And I think Danielle was also in, I think she also changed into, like, some...
She did not change. She was still in her, like, outfit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. So Danielle and I just, like, plopped down onto our bed that we were sharing.
And I'm
Danielle and I love to share beds. Platonically, on vacations.
Okay. I don't know if that was a necessary comment.
Well, some people might be like, why are you sharing a bed in the hotel?
Because some group of two had to share a bed.
Right, right. There's a context. And Danielle and,
like,
I were natural.
It wasn't like there were three beds and you were like, we want to share.
This,
like,
is true. But Danielle and I were a natural choice.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So I get out of the shower and they're sound asleep and our friends are still there. But the pizza was ordered on Danielle's phone and her Face ID wasn't working because, you know, when, like, you try too many times or stuff, or, like, it just, like, it's like you have to re-enter your password to use Face ID. And it was like that. And we didn't know her password. And because they were like, we're just going to cancel the pizza because they're asleep and it's taking, like, forever. It's like almost 2 at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's like almost an hour. And so then whatever, like. But we, like, can't get on her phone, so we're like, I guess we have to wait. And so then finally, I think the pizza comes, and, like, they call Danielle's phone, and they're able to go down to the lobby and get the pizza. But at some point, like, during this, I was like, I wonder if, like, they, like, will, like, wake up from stuff. So I'm, like, you know, like, waving in front of their eyes. Like, stuff like that. See if, like, they sense
movement. Taking flash photos of them.
Yeah, and I was like, I'll see if, like, a flash photo would wake them up. And I have a disposable camera, and I take it, and then... It does not wake them up. But I just was like, oh, this, like, I don't know. Yeah, and then finally the pizza comes, and, like, literally the second, like, that, like, the pizza arrives, they wake up.
Like, emerge.
Yeah, you woke up first, and then Danielle woke up, like, a few seconds later.
Like, to me in my head, it was like, we got back to our room, we had ordered pizza, I lay down for a second, and the pizza came. That's all I remember, but...
Yeah.
There seems to have been more to the story.
Yeah. You guys were out for, like, a little while.
Little catnap.
Yeah.
So then, flash forward, Danielle and I go to the camera store in Easton. What was it called?
Fisk's.
To go pick up the developed film, like, last week. And I'm sitting shotgun in the car with Jules, and Danielle's in the back seat. And Danielle, I don't know if I can say the word that Danielle said.
I think because it's, like, a biological term, I feel like there's no reason why you shouldn't.
Okay. So Danielle's in the back seat, like, looking through the photos, and she goes, oh my god, you can almost see Alex's vagina in this picture. And I've completely forgotten about what what the photos were even taken. Like, Jules had mentioned to me that she took a photo of us while we were sleeping, but, like, I had no idea. I forgot about it. And I was like, is it, like, a Marilyn Monroe type situation? Narcissarian. Is it, like, Alex's, like, dress flew up in a photo or something? But Danielle shows me the photo, and I was like, oh, my God. This is... It's just, like, my pajama shorts had, like, ridden up while I was sleeping, and Jules didn't properly pose me for my my photo shoot. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a funny memory.
Oh, though. It's a hilarious photo. My mom told me to burn it, and my mom was like, "Delete this photo," and I was like, "Mom, we have to. That, you're telling me to burn the photo. It's like a printed thing."
But I have it on a CD forever.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
We should what?
Frame it.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll probably go back and forth on it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't have to go anywhere. I would never obviously you would never post anything like that. I would never like. Do anything, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, like, I just thought it's funny for, like, this group of, the eight of us.
Yeah, it's a hilarious photo. Side note, I really have to go to the bathroom.
Mm.
And do we go to the bathroom now, or should we just wait?
I don't know, your meeting's in, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah. Would you mind talking on air for a couple minutes?
By myself?
Talk about your thesis, I don't know.
Okay.
Do you want to?
Sure.
Or anything that you're passionate about. Is that too much to ask?
No.
All right. Excusez-moi. Thank you, Jules. Yeah. Everyone applaud Jules for taking over.
So this podcast is sponsored by... Yeah, so I'm writing a thesis, and my majors are government and law and history. So I really like law topics and like legal history and case law. So... my thesis is about the 14th Amendment, but it's looking at the history of the 14th Amendment in an originalist perspective. So that's normally conservative philosophy, and it's normally looking at, I guess, like, how the framers of a certain amendment or of the Constitution, like, intended for it to be interpreted as, or, like, what they understood the words to mean at the time. And normally conservatives use it and leads to conservative outcomes. But I'm looking at this and arguing that liberals can also use originalism, and that certain historical analyses of, like, certain amendments actually really only lead to liberal outcomes, and I'm using the 14th Amendment as my, like, I guess, example of that. And I'm looking at, so the history of the amendment, and then I'm also comparing, like, in case law and what originalists have said about the amendment. So I'm looking specifically at civil rights decisions, mostly desegregation cases and affirmative action cases. And then I'm also looking at incorporation of the Bill of Rights to apply to the federal and state governments instead of just the federal government. And so I'm basically saying that in those two areas of law that the originalists or the conservative originalists have gotten their history wrong, that they're not using it correctly, because my understanding of the history is that it would lead to a liberal outcome such as like desegregation of school. And then ultimately my argument is that liberals can and should use originalism in especially 14th Amendment cases, but I think in just like this area of law in general, that this could be expanded upon to apply to other aspects of the law besides just the 14th Amendment. Because I think I've just been very frustrated that conservatives don't use like originalism or history correctly. And they're very nitpicky of, like, what history actually applies to them. And I think that they, like, it frustrates me as a history major when they're saying that history is, like, this super conservative thing, because most of my history classes at Lafayette have showed me a lot of, like, liberal outcomes or, like, just how history can be liberal. And most of my professors have been pretty liberal. So I think that just, like, there's a big difference between what the law people say about history and what actual historians say about history. So to kind of bring in the historian's argument there, I think, is really important to my thesis. And, yeah, I'm really interested in this topic and really excited to have, like, my finished thesis in the next, like, month. And, yeah, I never really get to talk about this with my non, like, law history friends, because I know sometimes it can bore them, because all of my friends are, like, a lot of my close friends are engineers, so they don't really care about this as much. Like, they appreciate that I'm passionate about something, But it's just, like, they don't care as much about the law stuff. So it's nice that Alex gave me this platform to talk about this in detail, because I really like talking about my research, and I'm really passionate about it. And, yeah, I just think that law is really fascinating, and that originalist justices are kind of annoying, like Clarence Thomas and Antonin Scalia. So I wonder when Alex will be back from the bathroom, because I felt like that was kind of a long conversation, like a long like rant about my thesis. So maybe she should like consider how long it takes for her to pee, because it kind of is like a while. I don't know. Just my thoughts. What else can I say? Alex is going to PA school next year in Washington, D.C. I think that's pretty cool. And yeah, she will get to be like where the Supreme Court is when they deliver some really major decisions this June, such as a gun rights case and an abortion case. So I think that that's going to be really cool, and maybe I'll have to come visit when that happens. Okay, that's it.
What did you speak about, Jules?
I spoke about my thesis, and then I was done, and then I was like, wow, Alex takes a while to pee. And then, and I was like, okay, and then...
Do you know if we're doing a meeting in here or in there?
We're usually in the other... No?
In there?
Yeah.
I saw you, and I was like, oh,
oh,
am I, like, in the wrong place?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm doing my podcast right now, so...
Yeah. Sorry if I'm interrupting.
No, it's okay, Alex.
Hey, podcast.
See you soon.
And then I said that you will be in D.C. when a lot of these major Supreme Court case decisions are read.
Yes, yes.
So that maybe I'll have to come visit, because that's pretty cool to me. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I said that it's nice that you gave me this platform to talk about my thesis, because I feel like sometimes you guys... It's just not what you're interested in as much, so I don't, like...
Oh, so you waited to speak about it until I was not present?
Yeah, well, I don't, like... I obviously talk about it sometimes, but I don't go into, like, extreme detail, because sure. I know sometimes you guys probably don't care, and I don't blame you.
It's not that I don't care. It's, like, I'll politely listen, but... Well, I'm not as passionate as you yeah. are, I'll say. For all the listeners who were like, what is that conversation Alex is having with an inanimate... Not inanimate, but not Jules... we're about to have our board meeting for WJRH in a few minutes. So the current vice general manager, Alex Madeira, soon to be general manager, was asking me a question about our meeting location, which is another room.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Speaking of D.C. And just unpinning that special text message that I got previously. Well, maybe I shouldn't say this on air now, but it's not jinx myself. But a person who I'm interested in rooming with had sent me a text message. So...
Was it?
I will read this later so as not to...
I'm so curious, though.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Or I'll look at it in a few minutes. But, yeah. I'm very glad that you got to speak about, that you had an opportunity to speak about your thesis.
Yes.
And listeners, I hope you enjoyed. I can't wait to go back and listen to those.
You could just tell there was a certain point I was like, when is she coming back?
Yeah, there was a bit of a, I had to poop, so. Oh.
I was like, Alex takes a while to pee, maybe she should look into that.
Like, you said that?
Something like that.
Oh my God, no, I'm healthy. I just had to poop and then, you know,
okay.
Complications.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm very glad we got to do this, Jules.
Yes, as am I.
Yeah. I hope maybe you'll come back in the future.
Yeah, maybe I'll come back. Maybe, like, you could do, like, a trio or, like, something, like...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That would be fun.
To do, like, a group?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get like Danielle in here or something. Jules Danielle Alex Day. Alex Danielle yeah. Jules Day, I guess it was.
It was Alex Danielle Jules Day. Yeah, final note. On Friday, we had a radio station party at Jules and Danielle's house. And so, in light of that happening, I anticipated spending a lot of time with them on the day, like in preparation, and we're going to go to Goodwill to buy costumes because the theme was
dressed as your favorite artist. So the night before, I whipped up a an itinerary for our day. It was a wedding invitation itinerary that I converted into our day. But I thought, you know, it was a pretty successful itinerary. We didn't do one thing on it.
Yeah. But I thought it was really nice, like, having a schedule. Like,
yeah.
Because if you're just like, oh, you're going to hang out with, like, this person for, like, 12 hours, like, that's, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But, like, having 12 hours planned out, totally different.
I think it's different. Yeah.
Yeah. And on that note,
yeah, we could get Danielle on the podcast, maybe.
Yeah, perhaps. And with that, thank you for listening to Lost in IKEA. I would say we were successful in bouncing around many different topics. Yeah,
I agree.
My name is Alex. Thank you for listening. And this was my guest,
Jules.
See you soon.
Bye.